call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're going to launch it in hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Roll it right into the phone calls to start things out. It's John in Texas. Hey, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I just want to say, I mean, after all that's going on today with the whole Brown case, I mean, I was listening to the show earlier in the morning, and it's like, is this the time? Is this the time to get up? I mean, seems like do or die now. I mean,
to get up and do what, you mean?
I mean, it's like they're saying, I mean, what do we do? I mean, I point out, you've seen the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie, the underlying message about they're killing all the pirates because they're pirates, and then they instilled, like, martial law all over the world. I mean, it's kind of like a thing now where, like, now if you're, like, a patriot, you know, they're going to take you in, they're just going to, you know, kill you or lock you up. I mean,
well, they haven't done anything yet. I mean, there was certainly a show of force this morning, but they didn't actually do anything.
And, you know, before anybody picks up any AK-47s and starts mowing down the closest law enforcement officer, I think more people should try the Free State Project. It's a nonviolent revolution where you just move to New Hampshire and you vote and be active for liberty rather than, you know, going out and blazing glory, which is what happened.
No, I'm not talking about, like, act war, but I mean, it definitely seems, is this, like, it's time to do something. It's like they're saying either we get up and have some type of peaceful now, or they're going to, you know, just come in and roll over us anyways. I mean, it's like, what do you do? I mean,
well,
what's
they already
the answer?
They already are rolling over our rights. I mean, they're destroying freedoms in America on a weekly basis in Washington, D.C., and across all the state governments and your local governments infringing on freedom as well. I mean, it's a process that's been going on for decades, little by little, and Ed Brown is just one of the more visible cases of tyranny in America. And I absolutely understand your frustration, but I still align with Mark on this particular case. It certainly, violence is not going to be a solution. That's just going to make them even angrier. It's going to make them even more violent. So what do? I take Mark's tact. I joined the Free State Project a few years ago. I moved to New Hampshire last year. Mark moved to New Hampshire. More people are coming up here all the time. This is a perfect time to make the move. Move up to New Hampshire. Get active for liberty. And whatever activism means for you, it could mean getting out and doing politics. It could mean doing civil disobedience. It could mean writing letters to the editor. But get active in favor of freedom. And then other people get excited, they'll get energized, they'll get invigorated, they'll get active too, and before you know it, we'll have a real freedom movement on our hands, and the government won't know what to do about it. What do you think about that?
I think it just seems like they don't care anymore. It's like the more people protest or the more people come out with news, it's like Alex Jones keeps saying that they know they're out of time, so they just don't care that they don't have to cover up anymore. It's just like, they're going to do what they're going to do, and
well,
they don't care what you think about it.
As tyranny progresses, they will become more and more blatant and more obvious about the things that they're doing, and I think we've certainly seen things moving in that direction. But that doesn't mean that nonviolent approaches will be ineffective. In fact, the more outrageous they get, the more effective our nonviolent approaches are. The more violent they become, the more people will side with us. And so this is something they cannot win. You do understand that, right?
I do. It's like if you're standing in front of a big bulldog and you're just like a little six-year-old child. I mean, you need like a lot of six-year-old children to overtake a bulldog. And it's
you're
like,
right. It's a scary situation, and that's exactly what's going on here in New Hampshire. People are getting together, and they're making a stand for liberty. And thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. The government is scary. We were out at this protest. It was one of the Russell Canning's Tilting at Windmills protests out in front of the IRS office and the mm-hmm. post office here in Keene. And this big guy comes along with his cane, older gentleman probably in his late 50s. just this big, intimidating dude comes up and starts yelling at us and starts raising his cane at some of the women and me and
for protesting the IRS.
One of the other guys, yeah, and just yelling because, you know, he doesn't like peace and he wants war and, you know, just the typical neocon scumbag. But the fact is, he really couldn't do anything to us because there were more of us than there were of him. And he was talking all scary. He was telling us, right? He said, who do you know, what do you think you're going to do? The government's so big. It's, you know, basically just trying to scare us and say, you know, who are you? You're just a couple protesters on the side of the road. You can't take on the government. And, well, we are. We are taking on the government. And I'd say we're doing a pretty effective job of it so far, and it's only just begun. Only a couple hundred people have moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project at this point, and more new people are coming in all the time. By the end of 2008, we're going to have 1,000 movers to New Hampshire.
It's going to have a big surprise then.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a big surprise for the government, too, because they're just getting wind of what we're capable of, and we're just beginning to figure out what we're capable of as well. Ideas are being brainstormed at all times, new concepts being generated and activated, and things are getting pretty exciting, pretty fast. Now, you can sit at home and watch it all happen from the cozy comfort of behind your keyboard or in front of your television or behind your radio. You're certainly welcome to do that. But I'd really rather have you here in New Hampshire if you are someone that loves liberty, if you are someone that believes in live free or die, somebody that's willing to actually make a stand for freedom. I'd love to have you here. So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about the project, and get signed up. And then come up here for Porkfest, which we'll be talking about here in a few moments. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Yeah, what's this I heard about Saddam Hussein used weapons of mass destruction against his own people?
That's the allegation.
Oh, here's a question for you. Take a guess. What percentage of people who get apprehended by the U.S. Border Patrol turn out to be Americans?
30%.
At what age does a person acquire the right to drink alcoholic beverages in New Hampshire?
I don't know if that's kind of tricky wording. Oh, do you acquire the right?
Okay, you're 1 for 3. Saddam Hussein never owned any people, so therefore he could not have used weapons of mass destruction against his own people.
His people, gotcha. Okay.
The overwhelming majority, practically all of the people who get apprehended by the U.S. Border Patrol are Americans.
Really?
Because America, of course, is North America, Central America, and South America.
That's cute,
you're talking on the Internet, don't forget. That goes all over the world, and a lot of people don't think of America as just one little, one country. They think of, you know, America as all of it.
Yeah.
More so than in the United States.
And the third one?
And, of course, rights are like sisters. You still have them, even if they have been violated.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I'm going to choke.
Let's go to John in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John. John in Oklahoma? Hey there.
Hey there.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm afraid if you're expecting word games from me, you're not going to get any.
I don't know what to expect from you, John. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm the meetup group coordinator for the state of Oklahoma for Ron Paul.
Excellent. Thank you.
And I have
that.
Been reading federal election campaign regulations. I spent, my God, I don't know how many hours. I stumbled across something that is critically important that I thought everybody should know.
Okay.
That is that according to the Federal Election Commission rules, any two people or more, and that includes everybody in the meetup group, and this isn't just Ron Paul. This is all candidates.
Mm-hmm.
I just happen to be, you know, involved with Ron Paul.
Got it.
Any two people that spend $1,000 or more in a campaign season must register as a political action committee. Otherwise, they can harm their candidate.
Any two people that spend $1,000 or more on campaign-related things, you mean?
Yes, whether that be business cards, flyers, luncheons, renting rooms, driving, flying to an event, anytime any two people or more.
And so the candidate can be held responsible for the actions of people he doesn't even know?
unfortunately, that's a fact. We'll take your word for it.
We'll take your word for it. That's awful. Thank you for sharing that. So everyone should be careful out there. This is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
to jail. Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. June 7, 2007, gold 688.83 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for 689.83, 340, 35 for half, 170.18 for quarter. That's 689.83, 340, 15, and 170.18. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads a attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there are for free, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 240,000 posts, over 1,400 people interacting, and it's free. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive with us and a lot of other listeners and talk about serious issues and fun stuff and everything in between. bbs.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. As we continue with the phone calls and go to Don in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Don. Don in New York. Hey.
You know, if we could just keep you stuck to those promos, you know, it'd be a great show.
Keep me stuck to the promos? You want us to read promos all
hour? Liberty versus minarchy. Libertyism versus minarchism. Just kidding.
I have no idea what you're even talking about, Don. What's on your mind tonight?
Reforming our government, reforming this country that we've lost, the democracy, and pretty much is a lot easier than I think you guys tend to mention or bring up.
Okay.
I have a clear vision of two ways that it can be done, one of which
Excellent.
I can't even take credit for.
We need people with vision. What's yours? Go ahead.
Well, I think we need to, like as you guys have pointed out, there's a huge disconnect with people the way they see our country, and they don't see the bad and the erosion of our freedoms.
Right. A lot of Americans are still they're still convinced this is a free country.
Correct, and that it's a democracy. So A is we do need to, as a group who has been largely fragmented by the, all these lines that you guys mentioned, these terms, lines on a map that divide us, terms that divide us, like libertarianism versus minarchism
mm-hmm.
versus left-wing versus right-wing. I don't even fully understand them because to understand me, I'm from the mindset I've never believed in politics or two parties. And voting in people based on a party line, it's counterproductive.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to point out, and you had Gene, the Christian anarchist, who called in last night right after someone else called in and said that they wished that you would take it a little easier on Christianity. I'm also the son of a minister, retired now.
Preacher's
kid. So, you know, I am a Christian in my life and in my actions, but at the same time, I discourage and I'm against mainstream Christianity because I feel it actually is a disconnect between you and your so-called higher power. But back to the point, that this is mostly a Christian country and we need to educate the Christians and get them on our side. Would you agree?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I believe they have the biggest block of voting power in this country.
Yeah, it's certainly a big block, no doubt about it.
Okay. So, that we need to convince him, and don't be so quick to dismiss some of the things that Tom says. He makes a good point that we need to point out to these Christians that the very government that they blindly support and follow are committing huge atrocities, you know, here and abroad. You follow? So let's educate them and get them into the fold.
I'm completely with you. Although I think that the best, I think it's probably going to be more effective for other Christians to do that job. I don't know if it's really going to be too effective for the atheist and the former Christian who's got an axe to grind to actually be portraying that message to them. I mean, we'll do our best, but I think that that's something that Christians should work on each other on a one-to-one basis, or somehow set up speaking engagements at their church, or do something. I mean, I don't really know what all the different outlets that Christians have to communicate to one another, but certainly I think that there should be this cadre of libertarian Christians out there helping influence their friends.
Absolutely. So you guys, you're one of three. Another caller the other day had mentioned that he wished there was more podcasts out there that people would put out there to get the news out about liberty and just general news, because people don't get news on mainstream media. To that point, I just wanted to point out to him that there are thousands of podcasts out there, and there's probably several hundred political ones on
yes.
iTunes alone. So I have three that I listen to. I get right-wing. I get one guy now calls himself the left-wing nut job, and that has given me a good insight into his perspective of things. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not left-wing. You know, again, I don't believe in any of those terms because I think they're just used as dividers. So the bottom line is you guys have inspired me to, I sat down and started writing the other day, and it's starting to flow from me. Two visions for reforming our government. It's not that hard. The first thing people need to do is just make the simple acknowledgement or commitment, or it's as easy as grasping that our government is broken and needs to be fixed. It's a very simple thing to grasp.
I know there are a lot of people who would agree with you. I personally would just rather junk it. But, yes, I see where you're
coming from. I understand. But, you know, again, that's why I started out with my bad joke there that, you know, let's keep you to the promos.
To the promos. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I would love to subscribe to your idea of a no government. I just don't think that historically speaking, right now in our time, I don't see any place on our planet where there is.
Fair enough. I don't want to debate with you. I want to find out what your vision is. So you're saying that people must commit to restructuring the government.
Commit and acknowledge that our government is broken and or ineffectual and corrupt. So let's, as a nation, stop letting these terms divide us. That we need a single central place as liberty lovers, as Unitarians, as whatever it is you are. That if you love liberty and you feel that our nation is doing wrong things, that we need a central place to organize. So one, acknowledge. Two, organize and centralize. We need to centralize ourselves because there is an all-out war against us. We need to.
When you say centralize, normally my normal response would be to back away from that. It seems to me that decentralization.
We're so fragmented, yet we all agree that that Mark is a minarchist, and you as a libertarian, and I as of whatever I am, because I haven't quite determined what I am.
Mm-hmm.
We all agree that liberty is fleeing this country at an unprecedented pace.
But when you say centralized, can you give me a tangible example of how that would work?
We need to organize, just like we have activism. And in activism, you know, we have become so fractionalized that you've got 10,000 minarchists who won't agree with libertarians, and you've got anarchists who slightly different. But we should all, you know, come together.
Well, isn't that the purpose of the Free State Project? I mean, aren't you describing the Free State Project, basically? I mean, that's sort of...
I actually haven't studied the Free State Project other than what I've heard you guys mention, you know, that everybody's moving
to New Hampshire. It sounds like it's fitting your description here. I don't know if I would describe it as centralization. I would simply describe it as maybe...
Organization.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I don't know if there's really even organization to it. I mean, the only level of organization is simply to...
Attract people to the state.
To coalesce people into the same landmass. And then
absolutely,
once they...
Because we're both trying to get numbers, because numbers is what would make the difference, right?
Absolutely. And then once you get those people into that land area, then those individuals are inevitably going to do what they think is right. Some of them are going to do politics, some of them are going to do other things, and that decentralization is what makes us so powerful and unpredictable, and it makes it so that the government can't target certain individuals to take them out because there are no leaders in our movement. And I think that that's going to be the solution. It's the best darn solution that we've come across, and I hope that you find it reasonable as well, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Although I'm always open, I'd love to hear a better solution if there is one.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. The Cycle CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. So enjoy those on us, including the wiki. Over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. See what I mean? By heading over to wiki.freetalklive.com. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Pop quiz. What do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer, very little. The Prometheus Institute is looking to make a real impact in Washington. Not in 40 years, but right now. To find out what makes the Prometheus Institute different from all the other flatwater political think tanks, visit readpai.com. That's readpai.com.
As we go to the phones and to Neil in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Neil.
How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind today?
For some reason, I just feel that I have to kind of set the record straight here. A lot of people who call in and they're very, they're very shaky on the term anarchy, you know, and they're very shaky on the idea of there being, quote-unquote, no government. Mm-hmm. But that's just not the case with regard to libertarian anarcho-capitalism. Things of that sort. They're missing the point. The point that needs to be made about this is that it's not so much that there won't be governance, it's that people get to choose who protects them. They get to pick and choose which private defense agency will be able to best protect and serve their needs. And instead of having to throw your money away to the power monopoly, there won't be a power monopoly that has control, absolute control over the use of force, so that we won't have to worry about being enslaved by that power monopoly.
That's a good point. In like other markets that we have in this country, the protection services market would expand. It would there would be competition. There'd be real customer service. There'd be people that actually care about their clients, unlike this sort of just shiftless, irresponsible police bureaucracy that we have today.
Yes, and more importantly, that if they have to compete on a free market, if these defense agencies have to compete on a free market, they will be forced to act good in order to gain more customers. And if they're having customers who are disruptive, who are lawless, and it's causing them damage, and it's causing the business to sink, they're going to get rid of those lawless customers. Then those lawless customers are going to face justice.
You're right. From everything that I've looked into, it seems clear to me that the marketplace can absolutely handle the services of protection and justice on a much more efficient and fair and valuable basis than the government ever could hope to. It's just that people are so darn scared of the idea of turning over those services to the marketplace. And so we have to come up with some way, something, because in a lot of places we can point to the market and we can say, look, the market does this very well. The market does everything. It tries very well. We sort of theoretically are saying, why don't we try this with police and protection and justice? And people just don't want to take that step. They're frightened to death. They may believe you that the market will handle power providing better or providing water or roads. I mean, you might be able to convince them on those, but for some reason, they just don't want to give up their monopoly, the monopoly police state, basically.
And they're kind of missing some very important tidbits in history. I mean, the American West was known for its private law enforcement. The funny thing is that everybody has this wild conception that the American West was like absolutely insane when it was really the exact opposite.
Well, right. Well, look at what Hollywood has done. They called it the Wild West. Hollywood and history, it's labeled the Wild West, and so everybody thinks it was chaos.
Well, I think that in a lot of people they miss that. I mean, there are also other examples in history. I like to bring up the ancient Iceland, the medieval Icelanders. They had private law. They had private law enforcement, and their system was extremely effective. And there was much less death and destruction than the other governments that were strict monopolies, warfare all the time, killing people and so on. They had a much better, safer, more efficient system than the power monopoly.
Yeah, reading and learning about ancient Iceland is very interesting and educational. And I think it's also interesting to point out that when you're dealing with the monopoly government police service, they actually have sort of a perverse, weird incentive to encourage crime, don't they? I mean, as long as crime is continuing out there, then their services will be needed. But on the marketplace, when you have competition and businesses trying to satisfy customers, then customers are satisfied when they're safe. Customers are satisfied when there's a very small or no chance that they're going to be assaulted or harmed or something like that. And so, therefore, there is no interest in those businesses' cases to have criminals out on the loose.
You know, when I think about the ancient Iceland example, to me it seems remote and inaccessible. It seems like someone's grasping at straws.
Let me bring up the point. It lasted for 300 years.
And I think that you could make the point that most republics haven't lasted that long too. But at the same time, I just don't think that people access it.
It's not persuasive because they failed. It's not persuasive because it ended. And
I mean, the only thing that seems to be lasting in this world is tyranny of one sort or another.
That's true. It was more tribal, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, the thing of it is that they had one law. They didn't have competing law. They didn't have private law. That was where I think the system was flawed. But it held together extremely well because there was private law enforcement.
That's a good point. And what I think, though, is what we need is to have somebody at some point start up a competing firm to the government police and monopoly system. And it's got to be a difficult thing to do because, the government's not going to like that. They're probably going to call you a gang and try to take you out because they don't like competition. But I think if eventually we could have something like that to point to and have some sort of government protection service, some alternative protection service to the government out there, then maybe that would help sort of move things in that direction. And maybe we could start pointing to real-life examples of how this could work better than the government monopoly system does.
Well, the market already has that sort of thing. You could go into department stores and they have security guards. Banks have security guards. They don't have the police in there all the
time.
Right,
but I'm I'm talking about for individuals. I'm talking about for individuals. Something that you could sign up for.
A bodyguard.
Yeah, but not a bodyguard, because that costs way too much money. You can't.
That's true, but I'm just saying that, like, a practical example. You know, it's something that we could look at and see that this is actually more effective than trying to have a cop around you all the time.
How do you feel about volunteerizing the government police force?
Volunteerizing the government police force? Well, it would probably do a lot to probably knock down the corruption or the urge to, you know, move up the ladder as much as you can and and so on. But they still have the monopoly on power, which is really, it makes it still ineffective.
There you go. Any final thoughts for us, Neil?
No, I just wanted to clear that up.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Brent in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brent. Brent in New Hampshire? Do we have Brent? Brent going once? Brent going twice? He's gone. Let's try Sean in Illinois. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing? This is Sean.
Super. Sean, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of join in and bring up a point that I think people have been missing, and that is... I think the only solution to our problem here is to wake people up to the realization, the truth of who and what they are. This is a very individual thing. We are all living, breathing, flesh and blood, sentient men and women.
Mm-hmm.
We're all equal. We're all born equal. No one person or no group of people may tell us to do anything, make us do anything, take away from us, etc.
In theory, yes.
You have those natural rights, including the right to self-defense. Until we start to think on this level, I don't think we're going to accomplish anything with government. And I think another point that we always miss is that there's only one legitimate form of government, and that is a government by consent.
Let's talk more about that. Let's talk more about that and how we can get people to understand that. Hang on. We'll bring you back, Sean. 800-259-9231. We'll talk to Brent. He's back on board, as well as a different Tom, this one in Maine. And hear from you, ladies first, if you make the call at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt
debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Bring up what's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Good participation tonight. Good all week, isn't
it? Yeah, lots of calls.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. A number of our listeners have decided to do it. In fact, hundreds of them have, for as little as $3 a month. You just sign up. It's a one-time thing. You don't have to worry about it from then on. It's any PayPal account or any major credit card. And there's some alternative methods as well. But the idea is simple. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You send in $3 a month to support the show. We take that money in, and it doesn't go to paychecks. It goes right back out into promoting Free Talk Live, into getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations, getting our advertising out there in front of radio station program directors, sending us to the Talkers New Media Seminar and the other convention that we go to each year. That's coming up this weekend, so this is actually going to be our last show
for the week
for you and I this week. But
Free Talk Live continues on live.
Yes, Gardner Goldsmith and Julia will be here hosting Friday and Saturday nights, so we'll continue to have live programming. But the reason we're going on Friday and Saturday to New York City to take part in this new media seminar is because we can afford it. Because you guys are sending in $3 a month and making it possible for us. Were it not for you, we wouldn't be going.
Right.
And we wouldn't be meeting with Michael Zwirling from KSCO Radio. In case you missed the show earlier today, we did a one-hour special edition of Free Talk Live out in California in Santa Cruz.
And I'd like to say that the guy that was operating the board said that we got more calls in that hour than they had ever gotten in that hour before.
And it wasn't a setup. We did not ask you to call in. We did not.
No, I don't think we had anybody that called in from the regular.
I didn't recognize anybody at all. And they were all local callers, and it was a great response. So we're going to be meeting him, the program director there, or the owner of the station, and we're going to be meeting with other important industry executives, and you guys make it happen. So if you're not an amplifier, consider becoming one. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn about some of the perks you get access to, like access to the AmpOnly phone lines, the AmpOnly forum and chat room, all those details at amp.freetalklive.com. As we return to Sean in Illinois, Sean talking about basically helping Americans understand that they're losing their liberties and a few other things that you were touching on. I just wanted to sort of give you a little more of a chance to expound on that, Sean.
Thanks. I appreciate that. First off, I just want to invite everyone to our website. It is makethestand.com, and that's the site that I've been working on along with others, including Edna Lane. It was, they came up with the idea too and helped me a lot, and they've been working on it, and I would like to get the chance to continue working on it with them. I want to touch back to something really important, and that is that the only legitimate form of government is a government by your consent, and this is an individual thing. It's not your parents' consent, your grandparents' consent, your great-grandparents' consent. It doesn't matter what, hunk of earth you were born on in this world. You are equal, and you are not under any government unless it is by your consent, unless you go into a contract, and it has to be completely disclosed. You have to know everything, and you have to know what you're doing, and it has to be by your consent.
Right, that's the way it should be, but it hasn't been that way forever.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying that is the only legitimate form of government, and
yeah.
If we can start showing Americans this, I do believe that most Americans would not want to be under this government. Most Americans do not agree with the war. Most Americans suspect that the government has not been being truthful with us.
And most Americans are scared to death. Most Americans are frightened when, for instance, when my mom, you know, found out about my belief system and what we were doing in New Hampshire, she got frightened. When Toby, our Tuesday night co-host, you know, his mother found out, she got scared. And the reaction of fear from Americans in regards to, what are you guys doing? You're challenging the government? You're standing up for freedom? They're getting scared because they know how violent the government is. They know how dangerous it is. And they've been cowed. They've been frightened to death by this this overarching state that we have in this country, and they don't know what to do about it. And when somebody says, I'm going to do something about it, they get frightened for that individual because they know what the government could do to you.
And you know, most people do know what's going on subconsciously. They do, and if we can speak to people's subconscious and get it out so that they acknowledge the truth, acknowledge what is happening, acknowledge the situation we're in, then I think people will be more willing to make the decisions necessary to affect change.
I agree. It's all about communication. It's all about spreading our ideas and doing it in an effective way to where people it's saleable, where it's something that people want to hear and want to listen to and understand.
Well, I think also you need to have something. You need to be able to point to an example that works, and I think that in a lot of ways the Free State Project is that example.
Sean, your thoughts?
Oh yeah. I'm actually a member of the Free State Project. I'm stuck in
there
right now for a number of reasons, legal reasons included,
yeah.
And so I haven't been able to move out there, but it is my intention to. And
sooner rather than later.
And I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea to have so many like-minded people congregate in a relatively small area.
I think the time is now. I think the time is now for freedom and liberty, and we're in an unprecedented age of information where information can travel at the the blink of an eye, and people are coming across this message like they never have in the past, and it's a persuasive one. The message of liberty is the right message. It's the morally correct message. It's the message
Oh, sure.
Of right and wrong, not left and right. And
it speaks to people on a level that, it's beyond race, it's beyond religion, it's beyond color, ethnicity. It doesn't matter what country you are in, what language you speak. It doesn't matter. We speak truth. If you go to our website, makethestand.com.
All right, that's enough plugs. You got to advertise.
I'm done with plugs. But the truth is a universal language, and it doesn't require your intellect. It doesn't require any higher thought. It's in our spirit. We are born with a sense of truth that we know who we are and what we are. There's a lot we don't know, but there's the simple truth is what we do know.
Thank you, Sean. I think that's great. That's very inspirational, and keep up the good work. We appreciate hearing from you. And as far as his comment on the truth, I think he's right about that. I think that once you've revealed even just a little bit of the truth, once someone has seen just that, just like you're turning the page toward the truth, it's interesting. You kind of grasp it. You want to see what's on the rest of those pages. You want to learn what the truth is.
I think that the truth of liberty does, in fact, affect people, and the only arguments that people make against the truth of liberty is utilitarian ones. That won't work. We can't have a private fire department because that won't work. We can't.
It's always been this way, so.
Right. We can't have people educate themselves because kids are, we can't have people pay for their kids' own education because that won't work.
There's a lot based out of fear.
That won't. Yeah, it's
right.
All based on fear. So you need to have some kind of working examples of things that do in fact work, freedom and liberty that do work.
Which is why it's great to be able to say, and we do have some of those examples, which is why great to be able to say, for instance, here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's no government garbage pickup.
Right.
A lot of people think that that's something that it has to be that way.
In Houston, Texas, they don't have any zoning.
Yep, exactly right. So we're collecting all of these neat examples from around the country, and they work, and we're proving it. Let's go to the phones, talk to Mac in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Mac. Mac in Montana.
How you doing this evening there, gentlemen?
Super. Mac, what's on your mind?
Well, you guys were talking a little bit ago about that one guy called in about anarchists and free market security.
Yes.
I'm scratching my head here. I'm pretty sure the Second Amendment still applies. The problem is that the government has taken away the Second Amendment from us in little bitty pieces.
They sure have.
And the Second Amendment was for you to always be in protection of yourself. That's your God-given right, to be able to protect yourself.
Right, because the police aren't going to protect you. Really, all they are is a government cleanup service.
They either make the mess or they clean the mess up.
Yeah, they shoot the wrong person in many cases. Hey, Matt, can you open carry in Montana?
Pardon?
Can you open carry a weapon in Montana?
Yes, you can, but you can't go into some establishments. You can't go into the courthouse. You can't go into the police station with them.
Well, now, it's all right if a private business owner wants to restrict you from doing that. That's their private property, so that's
right.
Understandable.
That's fine. But there are, a lot of places just say, please, take your clip out, unload it before you carry it in.
Mm-hmm.
Still, you might have your bullets in your pocket, but, you still can do that. And that's what the Second Amendment is about. We don't need private security. We don't need the government security. Everybody's so afraid, it just makes me sick.
I'm with you on that, but to be fair, some people do decide they need private security, and in that case, they can hire that private security. I, on the other hand, and like you, Mac, I'm okay with locks on my doors and an AK upstairs. That's good enough for me.
I got in an argument once sitting at a campfire at a place where you can, rent, camping spots and stuff, and everybody got together, and we were all sitting around, and this one older lady, mid-50s from Sweden, was over here, and she was telling everybody how we shouldn't have her gun. We shouldn't have guns. And I explained to her about, 911, dial 911 to get some help. Well,
yeah,
it's her time to do anything except clean up the mess.
Yeah, it's dial 911 and die is what it is. Matt, great call. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Hour 3's coming up. We're going to talk about the Google street cameras.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.